Hey everyone, and welcome to my talk, Keeping History in Sync with Turtles and Magic, or the same shell history everywhere. I'm going to be talking to you today about Atuin, a project I've been building kind of on and off for the last 2 years or so. So to get started, who am I? My name's Ellie, and I'm the lead infrastructure engineer at a company called Posthog. When I'm not writing software for work, I try and maintain a couple of side projects in my free time. And when I don't have the energy for that, I'm normally exploring outdoors, which, as you can probably see, is usually on a motorbike for me. So to dive into Atuin, first of all, I'm going to start with the name. Originally, it was called Shink for like shell and sink, but I couldn't really say that out loud without cringing. So I looked to something new. I've been a fan of Terry Pratchett's Discworld books for a really long time. And for those who are unfamiliar, the sort of premise there is that the world is a disc, and it rests on the shoulders of four giant elephants stood on the shell of a space turtle called the Great Atuin, which I'm probably mispronouncing. I thought it would be a bit pretentious to include the words the great in my project name, and putting an apostrophe in a binary is probably not a good idea. So I ended up with just the name Atuin.